Okay. You are back.
All right. Welcome back, everybody. We're going to continue on with some department head presentations. Mo, we're going to do you at 1 o'clock as scheduled.
Okay.
And but Arlene's got some budget item stuff that we're going to go through, maybe the capital five-year plan and some of that stuff that he was scheduled to do, because in case anybody shows up for the bike ped stuff and all the other topics this afternoon that are council topics. So Arlene, it's you.
So what I thought I would start with there's a lot of slides here, but I'm not necessarily going to talk much about any of them. And it's more.
Wait, you're going to talk and not say anything?
Well, and the reason being is a lot of this is where do we stand this current year? And basically, for almost every situation, we're exactly where we should be.
Yeah.
So I'll still will go, you know, I'll pull up each slide and more or less. Unless I have something specifically to say about it, it's more if anyone from the council or anyone else.
Yeah, y'all ask questions now. Please.
Okay.
So just quick highlight for the general fund. Again, we're pretty much right where we normally would be, about 50% of the revenue to date. And this is all as of December 31st. So halfway through the year, and expenses are about 47%.
So is the amended budget for the public works building, or is that the majority of the 900,000? Just original versus amended.
I
worked to pass it, but
I don't remember. Let me just say that very quickly. What's created that, the original versus amended? Yes. The public works, the amount we had to transfer to the public works building was 480,000. Then we have storm-related expenses of about 206,000.
Okay.
And then the fire department air tax were 188,000. So,
perfect.
So that's how we got from that original budget to the amended budget.
Thank you.
So this just shows the major revenue categories. Again, everything is pretty much where we would expect it to be right now. TDA funds are at zero, but they just approved our request, and that's about 708,000. So hopefully we will get that money sometime.
It was approved last Wednesday.
Sometimes it takes them a couple of weeks to actually, you know, write the check to us. So.
Is that the way they usually work? Comes in the beginning of the new year?
Well, it depends on when we submit our request.
Okay.
So the biggest chunk that we submit is lifeguards. I used to wait until December 31st and do as of that date, but that meant that they didn't get approved by TDA until their March meeting. So now I cut off at November so that we can get it approved at their January meeting.
Great.
So hopefully we'll have the money.
Yeah, TDA, we only meet quarterly, so we got it in a quarter early this time.
The next slide, on the previous slide, there was a caption called Other. This just gives the detail of that Other. Again, nothing really out of the ordinary. We did, and as part of our budget amendments, put in for hopefully some reimbursements from FEMA for the Tropical Cyclone 8. That's still a very work in progress, as I think I mentioned earlier. So we have a long way to go with that. And then there were questions, and I've seen some emails this morning from FEMA about, you know, they were concerned about that freeze that was put on, which I know now is temporarily removed for grant funds. So it depending how that all plays out, could impact the timing of when we would get any.
Do you have everything you need from the departments?
Yeah, we're still working through it. I guess the answer is yes. I had mentioned to Jimmy that one of the things we said was damaged water meters throughout the town. We're still trying to get a handle on exactly how many.
Yep.
But it's the one thing that FEMA has said that they have to do a site inspection. And the reason is because we haven't finished the work.
Okay.
So when that, maybe I'll find out more on Wednesday when they would like to do that, because I have a meeting with them Wednesday. So.
That's pretty straightforward though, right? There's, want to go look at meters that were underwater? That's pretty easy, right?
I think
a lot of homeowners have pictures, but
it's like, you know, let's make sure we save some of those broken meters.
Yep.
You know that we can show them.
Right now.
Yeah. So that.
Okay.
But exactly when they're going to want to do that, I don't know yet.
Okay. Thank you.
This shows revenue, major categories comparing December 31st of 2024 to 2023. Again, as you see, there's nothing that's really that out of the ordinary. You see a little bit of increase in property taxes for this current year. That's because we raised the tax rate. Mm-hmm. Other than that, everything is very comparable year to year. This is the other revenue category, same thing. Again, nothing really out of the ordinary. ABC revenue down only because last year we had a special revenue distribution that they gave them that didn't occur this year.
I was talking to the business owners, and they're saying actually purchases of the ABC store said they were down, which is interesting. I don't know what that means, but they said it was down significantly this year versus last year. So,
you know, one of the things that's interesting is that when we had our marketing advisory committee meeting, and they showed us where we're running in terms of the room occupancy tax, and it's way down. And so when you look at the parking fees, that doesn't surprise me. And we're still running way below last year. I mean,
is that broken up by month?
Yeah.
So was it September, late September, October when
we're
a
down.
Bunch of,
yeah.
That's because all the rentals were closed because they flooded.
Every month for this current fiscal year, we're down. So overall, we're down. I forget if it's 15.
Even July?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Wow. July was down 17%.
Wow.
And August was down almost 12%.
Wow. They keep asking, you know, why. I mean, I don't have a good answer for them or whatever, why we may be down. But we're not the only ones that down. So are Braceville Beach and Carolina Beach.
Yeah, no, I think it was everyone.
Down more.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm not sure. My point is, I'm not sure we're going to make up that difference in parking. It looks like full year parking is going to come in a lot lower.
Yeah, it's hard to say. What's hurt us so far is the weather.
Yeah.
The weather in July was very wet.
Mm-hmm. So that happens. I mean, we're always open to that, and we've had that one other year where we had a significant reduction around because of weather.
Yeah, and they do say that people are going further now. They're, you know, going overseas and, you know, traveling to national parks. They're not necessarily staying close to home like they did before.
Yeah, during COVID.
Yeah.
So the next slide just shows 5 year, looking at our major revenue sources over the last 5 years. And again, you see, in most cases, we're pretty consistent. Property taxes is when we have a tax increase. You can see changes, and sales tax has seen steady increase. I mean, some significant increases in some cases. That's probably going to be leveling off. I can't see that being sustained for too much longer. And there actually has been a couple months this year where we're less than the prior year. So other than that, most of our categories are fairly consistent.
And that's actual, it's not budgeted, right?
That is actual, yes.
Okay.
The only one that you see like a category, they're all other revenue. And that really has to do a lot with that. For 2024, we transferred in money from American Rescue Plan Fund. So that was the bulk of that right there. So any questions on that? So then this is just looking at our budget versus actual expenses through December. Again, I can't say that any department is out of sync with what they would normally be for this point in time. So I think we're looking good there. This is the other expense category from the previous slide. So again, there's nothing here that is really significantly out of line with where we should be December 31st. Comparing expenses by major department, December 24-23. Again, we're pretty much in line. Public Works is higher than they were in the past, but they purchased a garbage truck.
Mm-hmm.
And then also all of the storm-related debris collection added you know, well over $100,000 for their expenses. expense category, again, nothing really out of the ordinary, running a little less for parking. This year we didn't have the year-over-year bonus that was paid to them, or it was much less than the prior year. So that helped to keep those expenses down a little bit. And this just shows department expenses over the past 5 years, actual expenses. Some of the major fluctuations are really the amount of capital outlay in any given year. I don't know if anybody has any questions on that. So next is kind of to finish off with the general fund. It's just the amount of fund balance we have, and I showed the last 5 years. It's like the teal kind of color at the top of each column is the amount of the increase for that year. So we do see we have increased our general fund balance a fairly significant amount over the time period shown there, a little over almost $3.2 million. And I mean, it's necessary because of some of the requirements by the state. So we're doing a good job in maintaining a very strong fund balance position in the general fund. Anybody have any questions on that? Okay, next we'll move to the stormwater fund. Again, we're where we would normally be for this point in time. Expenses, you may say, well, why is it only 41%? It really would be timing of any capital projects. Is why that is. For that is the amendments to this budget were primarily storm-related expenses that we had to increase the budget. Looking at the revenue, again, everything's pretty much in line where we would expect for being halfway through the year. Any questions on stormwater revenue?
Stormwater or water sewer?
Water sewer. You're water sewer still.
Water and sewer.
Not stormwater.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. Yeah.
Sorry.
Anything on water and sewer?
The one issue is there will be big stuff. It's on the five-year plan, but there will be big sewer-related issues south end of town in the next couple of years. We're waiting for the A&I evaluation, which they're way behind on. It feels like from my standpoint.
I just had to give an update to the state on where we stand. And we start to run into a little dilemma in that the grant was for a two-year period. I think it grew sometime in June, the latter part of June. So, you know, I have to keep working with engineering services to make sure we hit that. Otherwise, we're going to have to ask for an extension.
Exactly. And so what is engineering? They've already done all the on-site stuff. This is just the office side,
the
right?
Load that they have. They're doing this for multiple towns or whatever.
Right,
so, but the last update I had from them was that it would be fully complete by the summer, but I got to get back and say, well, when you say the summer, that has to be the beginning of the summer, not any other time. So.
Well, and I'm sure all the other towns are telling the same thing. That's the problem.
Right. And this is federal money. It's just passing through the state. It was American Rescue Plan money. So
right.
We run into some of the issues there when that potential freeze came up. The first thing that came out was from NCDEQ that said, okay, keep moving forward with your projects, but we don't know what's going to happen.
You know, right.
But now we have that temporary freeze, so hopefully, you know, we'll see where all that plays out. But this money for those AIA projects could be impacted.
How much did the total project cost?
The whole project was $300,000,
I mean, we're going to want that. Have they done any partial payments?
Oh, yeah, we've...
So how much is left hanging is the... If they cut us off right now, because for the rest of council, we would want to pay for that, but we want to whine to Senator Rowler or Representative Rowler's office before we do that. It's okay, just for the next meeting.
I think there was some last year and some this year, that's why it's, and we just had one that was recent, we just recently received $30,000.
Yeah, for the next meeting, we should just put that on as a placeholder, okay, if this doesn't happen, because we want the data.
Right.
And then we want to make sure Representative Rouser and Senator Tillis's offices know that, okay, this is what's happening.
Yeah, because I think
they should know, but we should remind them.
I think they're about, they charged us for about 60% of the project so far. So
right.
It is kind of, they have done all the field work here, like you said, and it's now it's then putting all the pieces together and finalizing and come up with a capital plan. So hopefully that'll progress without any issues.
Okay, thank you. I'm sorry to slow you down.
Well, no, that's okay. This is water and sewer revenue comparing December 24 to 23. There is one thing I'd just like to highlight is that we did have a 10% rate tier increase for this current year, but you don't really see that impacting this. We're almost flat.
Good, so, people are using less water.
Right, so there's that, but we also have the issue that we're working through with that Public Works is working through, which is the water meter issue. So
yep.
We're not really sure how much underbilling we have because we have meters that aren't working properly.
Yep.
So I think that's impacting some of this too. But we are going to have to watch that as we move through the budget process. Do we need any additional? We need any water sewer rate actions because of whether it be decrease in usage or whatever the case may be.
Are all those problems related back to the storm, or are we having trouble in general?
Well, maybe I'll let Jimmy or Ian comment.
About 80-some percent of them are from the storm. Water's made the digital screen on the from water sitting in the box for so long. I was like, made the digital screen go blank to where it wouldn't calculate right. So I'm having to go. When I go to drive-by scans, it will come back as the original read from when it went blank. So it's basically saying no usage. So I'm having to go back and make a list, buy all new meters, switch out meters just to get it started again to get the meters rolling.
And so we're just charging a minimum, those meter minimum?
Well, we've been doing a couple things. In some cases, it's minimum. We've also been doing some averages or where were they last year at this point in time. We're trying to keep it. Whatever we can do that's a reasonable amount, but every time we estimate or whatever, that potentially impacts the next month.
Yeah.
So that's why we have to make sure, and that's all we want to do is reasonable estimates, so that's what we're trying to do. But it's a lot and it's time consuming.
Yep.
And then it also, not only takes the time, in my department, but for Public Works for sure, because we have so many that have to go back out for rereads because we're not sure if it was what the issue is, I guess, until they go out and actually look at them.
This month we had the storm happen, and we delayed rereads because we were out for the storm and all the ice and everything, and we ended up, I think I had 170, I think, total on there. I had to go send people out to reread, right after they got out the garbage truck or whatever. And December, I got a list of 50 to change out. And those got changed out for this month. And then this month I got a list of 22 and I had to leave 3 for FEMA to investigate. So I actually ended up changing out 19 of them again this month. And usually what I'm doing now is basically every time they give me in billing a reread list, I'm making a generic list of anything that's wrong with one so I can get it on a list to switch out. And it's just time consuming of me sending people out to see if it's working and then get meters ordered, and I'm usually ordering, I order December 100 at a time, just so I can have them in stock, just so I can go start switching them out as fast as I can.
And so I think the meters are designed for wet, but not for 12 inches of water on top of them for 10 hours.
I got told by the vendor, basically, that, it's electric stuff instead of water, and I was like, well, that doesn't make sense to me, because it's a water meter.
Right.
But it's in a hole, isn't it?
Yeah,
in a hole.
And we will try to get reimbursed for as many of those. Again, we estimated that there were 500 meters damaged. The initial estimate, we're not, I don't know if we're going to come in at that high or not.
Yeah.
But but that doesn't really matter at this point. They should pay us the cost to replace those, which would be the actual meter and
labor.
Right.
You gave some, what the amount of time to do it, so we came up with a cost or whatever per meter that we're going to use. So
we're hopeful. We'll see what happens.
So this just shows revenue over the last 5 years, actual revenue for water and sewer. We can see a big spike, especially in 2021 with COVID, and we had, everybody was here. So
yep.
Big spike in usage or whatever, then let's level off, even though we've had a couple rate increases in there. Any questions on
I think it'd be a good time to mention this, y'all. We don't know what the new renovations at the aquarium is going to bring us. Potentially, it could bring us a reduction in their, if they install the meters and everything, it could hurt us on our amount of sewer revenue down there. We'll have to see how all that shakes out. I think they're planning on starting construction later on this year. Mm-hmm. So. And I talked with the aquarium director and told him what we need to make sure we have clear understanding of what they're doing so we can plan for our future from a budgetary standpoint. Yep. I still think, Chief, they're working through fire water flow issues down there. Yeah.
Because that could have a significant impact.
Yeah. Yeah.
This past year, we've also had the issue, I guess, and I'm not sure if that meter's been done yet, the sewer meter at the recreation area, that also is down, I guess, or needs to be replaced. Yeah. Significant cost. I'm not sure who bears. I think that was the last thing. It's like, who pays for that? Do we pay it, or do they pay it? I think they should pay for it, but it's an expensive meter. Mm-hmm. I forget what it was, like
$12,000?
Right.
Oh. No, that needs to be done sooner than later.
But I worked with the guy at the Air Force Base, on how we're going to bill them, because he disputed some how we were billing them or whatever. So we came up with just using last year's numbers.
So what is he using the water for differently?
They're sewer the meter. It's the only sewer meter.
Okay,
in
okay.
Town at all, and it's the fact that it broke. I mean, I guess it's the bottom line has to be replaced. Yeah.
Just like our meters from the
station
to Carolina.
Yeah, sewer meters are horrible. I mean, especially if they're not doing weird stuff with water, it's a waste.
But the question is, who's responsible for the cost of the meter?
I mean,
who paid for it to begin with?
That's the question, right? Who knows?
I'm not quite sure. When we did the whole bypass, or is that what it was, a bypass process down there, or I forget what we did for them. Quite a few years now at this point. They paid for it.
Right.
And I don't know if that was part of that at that point.
I don't know either.
17, 16, I don't know.
We'll come back to council. We'll take it offline, and Arlen and Jimmy and I'll try to figure it out.
I like if we when the new meter is put in, it clearly states who's responsible for it going forward.
So. Yeah.
Okay.
Water and sewer fund expenses, again, nothing really out of the ordinary here. Everybody's kind of where they should be. Operations down some, but that's just because there were some potential capital projects scheduled that haven't been started at this point. This shows expenses December 24 to December 23. Again, nothing really out of the ordinary. We're pretty comparable with the prior year. So, water and sewer fund expenses over the past 5 years, again, pretty straightforward. Not a lot of variation for operations. It depends on the capital expenditures that we have in different years, really, the changes there. Any questions on any of that? So then next is just the increase in, for this fund that's called net position, basically the same as fund balance. And the little section at the top, the teal color, is the increase for the year. You see how this differs a lot from the general fund that we... The good thing is we've added to our net position. The bad thing is it's not very much. And in a lot of cases, we're... In almost every case, we're not really even covering the cost of our depreciation for the capital assets that we have. So that continues to be a thing to monitor, I guess, you know, and we're not alone with that situation with towns in North Carolina and water and sewer systems. So.
We just can't increase with the cost of operations going up.
Right. That, you know, chemicals, I forget what all is significantly up, but I mean, chemicals just a example,
mm-hmm. So for it to be good thing, it's not in the negative. I mean, honestly,
right?
But,
I mean, it's
but the only way we're going to adjust this is by going up on our rates.
That's exactly right.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think you know, I could throw it back to Public Works a little bit. Is there any expenses that could be cut, reduced, or whatever? But I think that's looked at on an ongoing basis, so I don't think there's really anything significant there that could be changed. So,
right.
Okay, next is the stormwater fund. Revenues where that should be. Expenses, well, it's down. Good reason. Something that Jimmy talked about in the beginning, which was staffing. So we assign, for accounting purposes, two positions to the stormwater, two public works positions. Both of those are vacant right now.
Mm-hmm.
So because of that, expenses are down. I may look at like shifting a person. It's really just a paper kind of thing,
right,
to try to put some of the expenses back here where they really belong or whatever. We may have to do that. So revenue, you can see again, everything is pretty much where it should be. I think as Bethany mentioned before, stormwater, the building fees are up just a little bit over, you know, in relation to 50% through the budget. Comparing December 24 to 23, again, you know, everything's where it should be. Stormwater, like I just said, the building fees were up just a little bit. And trying to invest more of the money since we didn't use money for the project on the Matsu land, the stormwater project, trying to shift a lot more of the funds into investments rather than just in the bank. So it's also increasing investment money. This is a stormwater revenue over the 5 years. For the stormwater fees, you see where we've had fee increases. That's the fluctuations there. Building fees can be vary. And we haven't really had much in the way of loans since we bought this fund purchased half of the
back
truck.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Any questions on that? Okay, stormwater expenses. As I said, operations is down because of the staffing issue. The debt service, the payments that are due are not due until the second half of the year, and capital outlay. We budgeted 150, and I think as was mentioned earlier, that's going to be used, if not even more than that, which we would then, you know, adjust the budget.
Yeah, the plan will be used more than that.
And we do have... Well, that'll come up in just a minute. I was going to say about what we have in fund balance. Mm-hmm. I'll just hold that off for a minute. Comparing last year, December, this year to last year, again, you see the storm operating expenses are down. And this is just stormwater expenses over the past 5 years. Operations varies a lot based on the amount of, well, vacancies at times, even over that 5 year period, and then also the amount of maintenance that's required in any given year.
Mm-hmm.
So, stormwater fund balance. The last time we used some was 2020, where we used it for some capital projects. And since then, we've had steady growth, and the fund balance right now is slightly over $1 million. So, we do have funds there to do some of these capital projects that were previously discussed, and it's been our plan with stormwater for many years at this point, is we use the fees to build up the fund, and then this way we can pay for the projects that were outright without having to finance them, which mm-hmm. is a little expensive right now. So any questions?
How do we stand comparatively with other communities on stormwater fees? Are we?
Stormwater fees? I will have that later, but we're. Us and Wright. I have a slide that shows New Hanover County, I guess.
Okay.
And we're the same as Wrightsville at $15. I think Carolina Beach right near now is 18, it was 20 something feet. So they're the highest, and then there's the Wilmington is, again, I'll have it later, but I want to say 8 something, and then the county has a unincorporated area fee of 6 and some change or whatever. So we're not the highest, but we're the next level down at $15.
Okay.
Any other questions on stormwater? Powell, again, where we would expect to be, especially revenue, we've received our allocations. For the year, we get 2 allocations from the Department of Transportation. We actually got more than we've ever gotten before. It's still, it's not a lot, but it's still, we used to average about 70,000. Last year, we got 77 this year. As you see on this slide, we've got almost 85,000. So hopefully that's a trend that continues, but you can't necessarily count on it because it's an allocation from the state budget.
Mm-hmm.
So,
have you seen anything that they may be discussions on changing how they allocate the money to us? Did I read that somewhere?
I haven't seen that. I mean, the number of years ago they changed how they fund this, which it used to be all on motor, the fuel taxes or signed on highway tax or whatever.
Yeah.
And they changed it to just a appropriation in the general fund. But I haven't seen anything other than they're going to change how they determine how, you know, it's kind of 2 things, population and
street miles. Yeah, maybe that's something Connie and I talk about, make sure they understand the importance of the Powell bill money.
I think it's worthwhile. I mean, the issue is if with everything out west, I could see them saying this year we're going to do something different because they have a lot of
yeah, they may focus it all
towards
that.
It may all go there, yeah.
Right?
I mean, that could easily happen. Because they got a huge problem out there.
And I just showed that this is the 5 years of Powell bill revenue, and again, just to see that it's very fairly consistent, and the main source of that allocation that we receive from the from NCDOT. Appropriation is just when we use fund balance to pay for paving projects.
We're doing street stuff now, so the reason that's zero is because it's to December 31st, right?
Well, this is actually just for last fiscal year, so this
okay.
is 5 years. So,
okay.
Because that'll be on the next one. So
yep.
that's this current year right now, so we've had a little bit in maintenance costs, only $800+ or whatever on which patching materials, whatever
yep.
it may be.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, the paving is in progress right now.
Okay, thank you.
Part of that paving, I'll just mention now, part of it's paid for out of the Powell bill fund, but we don't have enough to pay for the entire project.
Yep.
The rest of it's out of the general fund.
General fund.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
This just shows 5 years' worth of Powell bill expenses, and again, operating expenses are usually fairly consistent, and paving fluctuates based on the need.
Mm-hmm.
And this is the Powell fund balance. Again, we had built it up for a number of years. We had some significant projects, and now we're on a slight build up, but we will be this current year, spending that down again. The other 2 governmental funds are the Beach Protection Fund and Federal Asset Forfeiture Fund. Beach Protection, we all know what that's for. And beach-related expenditures. Right now it's about where it would be. The revenue source for this at this point is earnings from investments that we have. Federal asset forfeiture is the money that the police department receives assisting federal agencies. We haven't had an influx of revenue for a couple of years now, and the expenditures from that fund at this point are over $10,000.
Is there potential for revenue, or is that gone?
Oh, that's pretty much gone.
Yeah, so it looks like as we spend this fund, that, I mean, it's right now there's probably around $50,000 left in the fund. I guess it does. So this is the Beach Protection Fund, the fund balance. Again, we built it up initially by transfers from the general fund, but then also just the fund investments and the earnings of that. We did use some of it this past year, and that was primarily for the beach management plan, I guess to pay for the cost of that. And then also, as the town, we took the town match from this fund for the beach access that's being, we've got the camera grant, we had the town match portion.
Good.
And this just shows the fund balance for the asset forfeiture fund that at the end of the fiscal year was, you know, $61,000, and we've got 11, so we're down to around $50,000 as of this point in time. So any questions on any of the those funds? Just the last one is the Sewer Expansion Reserve Fund, or SERF. Revenue sources are the system development fees and investment earnings. So where we should be, there have been no expenses out of here. Really, the only way to spend money from here is to, council would have to approve the transfer from here to the Water and Sewer Fund to do any special capital projects. We have done that, but it's been a number of years since we didn't use any money from here.
Or to the sewer authority, if we wanted to pay for some capital up there, right? If we paid our part out so we didn't get charged?
If we were to pay something, yeah.
Okay.
We could do that, too, if we decided to do that. So.
Okay, thank you.
And it just shows the SERF fund, and, you know, it has increased every year. Again, not significantly, but it's increasing, so that's a positive sign. And we haven't had the need to use anything, I think. The last time we used anything out of this fund was when
the lagoon
lift station down at the public works building. We used some money from here to pay for that.
Okay.
So that was all the funds where we stand as of December 31st of the current fiscal year. So I think overall everything's in good shape. This is just to do the annual report to council about our minimum fund balance policy, and that policy is to keep at least 32% of the total expected expenditures as our fund balance in the governmental funds. So this is just straight from our audit report, and how the, when you look at our governmental funds, what the different classifications are of our fund balance. The most important one, I think, to focus on is the orange color, which is the unassigned. So that really means, yeah, there's it can be used for any purpose. So, you know, we have seen some increase there, which is a good thing. And the overall fund balance too has gone from went from 7,000, you know, to this past fiscal year, we're up to about 8.3. When you say governmental funds, as it says up there, that's the general fund, power bill, stormwater, and federal asset forfeiture and beach protection all combined. So this little chart just shows where are we with this in comparison to our fund balance policy. So the thing that we want to measure as part of the policy is that unrestricted, we want to be at least 32%, which would be 4 months of expenditures. So as you see, we're always well above that, so we're doing a great job. In fact, this past year, we've the highest level that we've ever been at. I also show, well, where would we be just in relation to unassigned, and even there, except for 2012, even with just looking at unassigned, we're well above our fund balance policy. So again, we're keeping things financially, you know, in good financial shape. So anybody have any questions on that? So this just moves on to the capital plans, that some of it we looked at. When Jimmy was talking about public works. And here, rather than kind of go through everything, and I think most everybody, I guess police and fire also talked about their projects, and I guess so did Nikki, as I look at it. So I don't know if you want to give it a look for a minute or whatever, and does anybody have any questions? This was all, you know, information provided by the department heads, you know, back in, I think I asked for it back in like October, November, so that we can start to put, you know, certain information together. So does anybody have any questions on the five-year capital plan? What I just did here was we had talked about paving, and I mentioned that there's not enough money in the Powell Fund pay for the expected paving costs that we that Jimmy's planning. So this just shows working with over to the column on the far right, you know, how much do I think is going to have to come out of the general fund to pay for the estimated paving for each year. So that just shows that amount. So that would be budgeted as a capital item in the general fund. Anybody have any questions?
Flipping the years that Jimmy was talking about, will that have a major effect on?
Well, yeah, it could, depending on
what streets. And
well, I think this was based on $100,000 every year. So yeah, depending how that would change or whatever, you know, it's definitely going to change that table that it has. This was Jim, we'd already looked at this, so this was the five-year capital plan as it stands now for water and sewer. This would hopefully be updated once we get that information from the AIA study.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, so. And I think we looked at this one too, which was just stormwater. And again, the biggest part of that, as was mentioned, was probably the stormwater outfalls and the exact timing of that to be determined. So. Any question on capital plans? So next I just go on to some projections. I guess I'm trying to look at, based on all that we know at this point in regard to trends on how revenue increases, expense increases, everything that's in the capital plans that we just looked at. I just come up with some estimates, I guess, on where I think the general fund's going to be. This first slide shows no tax increases, except for the one that just occurred this year, of course. We see that most likely we will use fund balances current year, and that's because of, I think, when David had asked about the budget amendments, because of some of those that we had to do for the public works building, for the storm, and for fire department air packs, I guess. So most likely that's going to lead to a little reduction in our fund balances current year. Next 2 years we stay positive. After that we get a steady decline, and the main reason is because based on history our revenue increases about 3.5% annually and expenses are 7+. I use 7 here, but in some cases it's even more than 7% per year. So as we see later on, you know, it starts to become an issue for sure. And that's consistent with what we've seen in other years when I've done the same thing. So
when's reevaluation?
Well, it's actually occurring right now, so I haven't heard any new numbers yet. But I would hope that we're going to have something very soon. So
for this upcoming budget year?
Yeah, they switched the cycle, so it's every four years now.
Okay.
It used to be 10.
So I know I got a call from one of the chief appraiser or whatever about a couple things that was a while ago at this point, maybe 2 months ago. But I haven't heard anything more, but I would hope we would get some preliminary numbers very soon. They're going to have to.
Yeah, they have to. That's right.
Everybody needs them for budget purposes. So.
Yeah.
And usually the result of that, with valuations going up, our revenue goes up.
Well, we depend. Well, so what they do is, what they do is the tax, Arlen calculates the revenue neutral number, which would be you drop the tax rate, and then council has to set the budget just like we do. So, and then that's just across the whole town, but individually, because the way the town works, right, you can win or lose in that whole deal, right? And so, and then it's even worse than that, which I've complained to the county about before, because at least this time, I expect this to happen like it did the last three times, will be our, we will go up higher than the rest of the county, and the county tax rate will shift more burden to the beaches. And so back in the late 80s and early 90s, the county used to give money back to all the beach towns because of that, but they stopped doing that in the early 90s. In their budget, and so they don't do that anymore. So they used to have a line item to Carolina Beach Creek Beach and Riceville Beach. They took it out in the late 80s or early 90s. So they don't do that anymore. So whenever the beach goes up faster than everywhere else, your burden goes up. And so you'll see that. So right now, I think it's one third, two thirds, roughly. Harlan? Yeah. So we might go back to one quarter, three quarters. So three quarters you'll pay to the county and one quarter to Curie Beach. Which really means you got a tax rate increase even if we do revenue neutral. So, I mean, it's a math thing, and I understand it, but it's annoying, right?
The last revaluation, we were like, what, a penny, 1.4 cent or something above revenue neutral?
Yeah, probably. A little bit above.
We were slightly above revenue neutral. So yeah.
Yeah, that's because council decided to do that. That's right. Yeah.
Yeah, I forget what the exact.
I mean, there's a couple ways that people, that organization, municipality do this. You don't raise taxes for 4 years, then you don't adjust as much for revenue neutral to make up.
But you have to report that. But a lot of people don't understand it. Yeah.
That's the reason I mention it. I think the more you can mention it, and the people and the public can understand that your tax rate may come down, but your taxes
could
go up.
Probably go up. That's right.
Yeah.
And as soon as I get anything, I'll pass it on to council or whatever about the preliminary results of that. So
I will throw out that it won't be attached to the town to pay, but all of us individually may get a raise in amount of tax because the WMPO is looking at some options to raise money for transportation projects. Hmm. And they're kicking around a quarter of a cent per something for, you know, that would be on your an additional gas tax or things like that. They're also looking at you got to pay to cross the bridges and things.
But isn't that quarter cent, doesn't that have to be approved by referendum?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, by legislature.
Yeah, and we, that was last time it failed drastically.
But I just will throw out that the MPO is looking at tax increase options.
Sure.
So also with the general fund, it looks like you're trying to keep us in the green or whatever. What do we need to do based on those projections that I previously mentioned? And so that shows three tax increases in 2 cents in 28, 1 cent in 29, and 2 cents in 30. That would keep us basically positive or whatever in regard to. But again, that's all based on the estimates or whatever. Things will just definitely change as we go through those years, but it gives a fairly good idea of what to expect for the future. So.
And Arlen's numbers are normally pretty much on point. We don't have much variation from it. I think we'd be very lucky if that's all we have for an increase over the next few years. One of the things that's driving our, a lot of our cost up is what we're having to pay him for employee benefits. And if health care or retirement keeps, if they don't get a grasp on some of that stuff, I know Arlen and I were talking about it last week, we're up to what, 13% on retirement?
Yeah, I mean, when I started here retirement, the town's contribution was probably maybe 7% or whatever. So what just got approved last week for law enforcement is, I think, 16.1. Mm-hmm. And for just all other employees is at 14-something or whatever. Mm-hmm. But so over the years, it's definitely significantly increased. You know, we have no option there. I mean, we have to be part of the local government retirement system, and the rates are set by the state. So,
yeah. And for the majority of my career, it was 4.5% by your municipality would put in on top of the 6% that the employees are putting in. So the employee part of it hadn't changed, but the local government share has drastically gone up, and it's to keep the system operational and solvent. Yeah.
It's one of the best funded retirement plans in the whole country, so it's right. That's a good thing. So. And there has been discussion at points in time about them increasing the employee contribution, but that's always not happened or whatever.
Good.
I mean, I'm glad the 25th of the month comes. I mean, it comes every. There's never not a payment put in my checking account.
So any questions on general fund projections?
Nope.
And then the same thing for the water and sewer fund. This first one assumes no rate increases, basically, so except for the one that we just had, you know, for this current year. So, you know, we look good for this year. The next 2 years, not so much. And a lot of this, what's really could change all this is capital projects. Mm-hmm. And again, I can only go on what we're guessing right now, and that was all mm-hmm. those miscellaneous things, but if something really pops up in that AIA study that's like imperative to do
yep.
quickly, this could significantly change. So, so what I did on this slide was just, okay, to keep us, again, in positive cash flow and build reserves is, you know, two potential rate increases and just left it at the 10% rate tier like we did this current year, but do again for this upcoming fiscal year and the year after that. So again, we see some of those numbers, it's like, well, 300, and you look at fiscal year 30, 362,000, but again, we're depreciating our assets at $400,000+ per year, so it's, we're making progress, but not that much progress as much as it maybe appears. So
can we take money out of the general fund balance? I should know this answer. And if we needed it, and transfer it to the water sewer fund?
You probably don't want to do that.
No. I mean, you could, but you're not supposed to do that.
We'd
have to get special authority.
With the state or whatever, we have to report all that. We have to right. document up, show all of that. It becomes a...
Probably have to have a way to pay it back, wouldn't we?
It's something they don't want to see a lot of moving money between either direction, general fund and water and sewer fund. So,
right.
Because I think too many towns were playing games with what they were doing there, so it's kind of frowned upon at this point and it has to be highly reported as part of the audit. So.
Yeah, I think they're more strict on their reporting on that stuff.
I mean, we would just do a loan if we had to, you know. If we couldn't self-finance it, we would just do a loan and then pay the loan back.
And do loans.
Right.
But again, it's
or you could do a bond, too.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, there's lots of ways to fund water sewer if you have to. So the general fund's probably not the best way just because the state frowns on it.
So any questions on water sewer projections? So this was David's favorite slide. based on the rates as they are right now, you know, what are at four different usage levels, who charges what for the towns in MK Fear, the Public Utility Authority in New Hanover County. You see that you know, by far at the lower levels, we are the lowest cost provider of water and sewer. Once you hit, you know, let's say, you know, I have on here around 10,000, we become the highest. You know, we're very close. Carolina Beach is sticking right with us at that point, but as we move even further and up to the 15,000 gallons a month level, I mean, we are significantly higher than anybody else. And again, that's the intent, to try to make people conserve water.
Right. And so just to remind council, I know Jimmy could probably say this just like I am, there's two parts to this. One is we have a lot of fixed income retirees in our town, and we want to help them out with water. But two, we have a bunch of VRBO motels that pack 30 people in and use the heck out of water, and the aquifer is a limited resource. And so the strategy has been, and it's a pricing strategy, to support our retirees, but also to help encourage using water properly to people that overuse it. And so that's been the strategy all along, and that shows up in the pricing strategy. Carolina Beach has changed theirs, which I appreciate them, because at every sewer authority, this is one topic that we talk about, is you guys should encourage people to not waste water. And the pricing strategies should do that, because I firmly believe the only way to get people to change how they use any limited resources by making them pay for it properly. So that's the strategy. Arlen always points out to me that if people use less water, we have less funding for the system, so it's a balance. And he's right, but I think that is still the proper strategy for the town. So thanks, council, for supporting that.
So then finally, just did the same kind of projections for the stormwater fund. Again, we see a couple years where we start to go into the red. That's really based on those capital projects that we're doing, but we do want to fund those out of using the fund balance rather than having to take rather than finance them. So it's really going to depend on how that plays out, you know, what this really looks at. I just did it based on that. I think the capital plan had $200,000 across the board for a couple, 4 or 5 years or whatever. So that's what this is based on. I just threw one other thing in there. Well, what if we were to increase the rate? And I have this for this upcoming fiscal year by 20%. That 20% would bring us in line with basically what Carolina Beach is currently charging, I guess. So. Mm-hmm. Would take us from $15 a month to $18. So that would help to smooth things out a little bit and continue to increase our reserve, to use reserves and increase them for the next round of capital projects and stormwater. So.
And we'll talk about more about this afternoon, but Jimmy and I will put different numbers in the capital plan, and Arlen will have to redo the math. But I think, one, when you see some of the just information we have now, we're definitely going to be spending money on the outfalls to the east. If we can convince DOT and Matsu to do changes to the outfalls to the west, we're going to spend money on those as well, from what we saw in September. And all of those will require, we'll talk about it, but Matsu's requirements for us to do anything over there is a little insane. NCDOT hasn't even told us their requirements yet. So I think we're going to be looking at the stormwater fee for sure. So I'm glad Arlen's ready for it.
So just like what I did with water, I just threw, this is everybody's current in the county stormwater fee that I mentioned a little while ago. So this shows the exact number. So yeah, Carolina Beach is 1822. So if we were to raise ours by 20%, it would bring us up to 18 even.
And if that storm would have went 7 miles north, Riceville Beach would be looking at it differently, I think.
Right.
And so would Wilmington. It's pretty amazing that by the time you get to Myrtle Grove Road, that storm didn't dump any of the water that we saw. I mean,
comparatively.
You know, I talked to people because I couldn't believe it, but it really is. The line was right on the other side of the bridge.
Mm-hmm.
And it was amazing. So I think Riceville Beach would have been surprised if they had got what we got. I'm pretty sure. I'm talking to a couple of people up there. And
anybody would.
I know, exactly right. Yeah. Well, I think Inland can tell us too. So that was just amazing. And to respond to it is going to take some stuff and a lot of help from our partners in the state and federal government.
Any other questions on stormwater? So I just always like to show this, which is projected outstanding debt. And if we continue on the path that we have been on, you can see that we reduce our outstanding debt significantly over the next 5 years. And that's because we've done things where we're maintaining a good fund balance and we're able to use wherever possible, our own savings or whatever to pay for things. If it gets to the point someday where interest rates come way down like they were for some of the projects that we financed a couple years ago, that might be a more feasible way to go. But right now, if we can avoid taking out a lot of loans, I think the better off we are. So, and this definitely shows that we bring that amount down significantly.
I know in the past you've used, we've used loans to purchase vehicles and stuff like that. Is that the process? I mean, is that the projection now, or are you going to try to do?
What I do when I put together those projections and everything, you would look at the capital plan, and it's, every vehicle purchase, every major equipment, I think even I did the playground equipment, I said we were going to finance. Some of the smaller things that you're going to say we're going to pay cash. And that's what I do for those projections and for this also. And for the last couple of years, we've really only financed garbage truck. I think this current year and maybe a year or two ago, and maybe a couple police vehicles, but some of those we paid cash also. Other things, public works, service truck, I think the ocean rescue truck, we used cash basically to buy those things. So we've been minimizing for sure the amount of the loans we've been taking.
How much of the fire truck did we finance?
The fire truck we financed like $425,000 maybe.
Okay. Exactly. So $300,000 basically.
For the rest, as I say, it goes in service today. We've already paid for 2 years of it.
Right. Yeah.
Well, actually, more than 2 years of the loan we've paid.
Of the loan, yeah.
So, and then we did have a significant savings. I forget what the number was or whatever. If we buy it now, what was it, like
1.2, 1.3?
Yeah. And
we were a little, just slightly over 700,000.
Yeah, yeah, it's amazing.
So that worked out really well.
Okay, you can't get back in time. Yep, nice.
Any questions on outstanding debt? So what I normally put up here and for everybody to kind of take a look at, and this budget calendar, I guess, follows what has worked for the last X number of years or whatever in regard to number of meetings, timing of meetings. But any of it, can be changed. This is just what seems to fit into around holidays, other things, everyone wants to take a look, and if you have any questions, concerns, things you think would have to be changed.
Do we need to set these dates today? Or do we need to look at it?
You can look at it. Yeah, we don't have to set it today. This is just getting it out there. That's why I put it's a proposed calendar. But I think the sooner we lock them in, the better, because then everybody knows what they need to work towards, I guess. So the only unusual one, maybe I put in a Thursday, which for that second workshop, because we have a Good Friday. Typically, I would try to space it out 2 weeks, but so it's a little less than 2 weeks. But we have flexibility with those dates, I think, by far.
So we really need to look, as far as the council goes, at Friday, April 4th.
Yes.
And then Thursday, April 17th.
Yes, they're actually the two that most of the, you know, some of the others are don't matter, I guess, so much to council or whatever, but I just like to let it, you know, when things are going to be sent out. And the two council meetings, May 19th, June 16th, you know, are going to be.
Y'all got to start moving around in here. Mike, you hit the on button.
And for the public hearing, I just stuck with our normal thing based on the number of days after the budget's presented at the May meeting. So yes, the two critical dates are April 4th and April 17th at this point for council.
I'll just mention that I've got a conflict on the 17th.
Okay.
I'll be out of town that week.
I will too.
I'm fine with all of this.
So if we don't do the 17th, would you rather go forward or you need backwards?
We won't want to go too far backwards because most significant changes to the budget proposal usually occur between that first meeting and the second. So I probably won't want to go too back much more than, let's say, you know, just one day to like the 16th.
The second one is as long as it's fine with you, Arlen. Last year we did it, we left a few hours before the council meeting that Monday.
Yeah,
and we knocked Monday, it out 21st. That same Monday for council.
Yeah, so how did the 21st work?
And that was the other one I had originally was thing, but I didn't know if council would want to do the two meetings, but yes, that's what we did.
I'd rather do the two meetings.
That's fine.
Because I'm out on the
21st is cool.
Does the 21st work for you?
Yeah.
County?
Yeah, the
21st works for me, so.
Mr. Attorney?
Works for me.
You'll be here. So,
yeah, I'll be here.
I mean, we're talking about, depending on how the meeting on the 4th goes, we may not even have to have it.
Right. Yeah, no, true.
So are we saying 4 o'clock?
I think we need to have the second one.
Yeah.
It might be very short.
Okay.
Yeah, start at 9 a.m.
We need to have it because I think that's where, what's the full impact of all the changes, and there could be a couple other decisions to make at that point, like things like appropriate fund balance to raise something if need be, whether it's taxes, fees, or water and sewer rates.
I think just 9 a.m. on the 17th, then we can go.
Are we going to do 9 a.m. or are we going to do that afternoon?
I'm fine either way. It's up to you guys.
Do you want to hold that day and then set the time after the first one on the 4th? And then we'll know how much time we have to do.
I think we can do whatever works best for them, because I think no matter what we have to do, if we have all the information, it's not going to be a long process that second meeting.
So why don't we make it 1 p.m. then?
So that was really short. We set it at 4 and we did it from 4 to 5, but I just don't know.
Yeah, so whatever.
How much time do you think you need?
Well, it's hard to say. I mean,
I know, that's what I'm saying. Yeah.
That's the problem. So like Beth was saying last year.
I'm going to block the whole day, you guys tell me whenever. So I'm good whatever the rest of you guys did. I just want to block.
Last year we set up for an hour, and I think we were very quick because it was.
I think we did it in 15 minutes.
If we do a lot in the first meeting, which has been the trend the last the several years or whatever, then we're in good shape. But that last meeting is just kind of the final balancing, that's all. Budget, so it really shouldn't take that long.
Tentatively say 3 o'clock.
Actually, last year we did it at 5 o'clock. I was wrong. We did it at 5 o'clock. So we must have had it really short. I'll look back real quick.
So we're gonna do the budget picture.
I mean,
we'll block out the afternoon.
Right, it could just be a tentative time. You know, if we want to say whatever it may be, 3 o'clock, 1 o'clock, whatever that may be, and if we. I assume you could change it.
I can change it. I won't advertise the second one. I'll just start advertising the first one and go from there.
Why don't we say one? And then that way, if it's short, we still got time to, we can come back for the council meeting.
Works for me. Works.
That's okay. That okay?
That's 4:21 and 1.
Correct. Yes, sir.
1. Okay.
Yeah, 4:21.
At 1.
Thank you.
But we might change it to later.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, we're not going to, Beth will not advertise it. We will finalize that on the 4th.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do we need a motion for this budget, for this schedule? Or?
Yes, please, so I can advertise.
Make a motion. We adopt the budget calendar as presented with the change of Thursday, April 17th to Monday, April 21st at 1 p.m.
I'll second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Okay, great. Thank you. All right, next, go up one more slide. The town goals are the next. Council, if y'all would, look through those goals from last year. And if you have any changes or updates, let's have that discussion at the April 4th meeting. I've looked through them. I think they're all of them are mostly still very up to date. But if you see anything you would like to add to those, or department heads, if you see anything in those goals for the 26, we'll call them the, I guess, 25 goals, we'll make those at the 4th also, okay?
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Right on time.
Yeah, we're right on time. I think they're delivering the food.
Are you ready for break?
Do we have any other business we need to discuss? All right, so let's talk about this afternoon. So we're doing pretty good. We'll come back at 1 p.m. for the Bike Peg Committee strategic plan with Mo. And then that 1:30 stuff we've already done. So I think we could jump right into storm-related debris. We'll see how our time goes after that, maybe take a break after that. So that agreeable with everybody, that's where we'll head out. And we have a break until
today?
1 p.m.?
No, Mark's out. But no, we don't have anything to present.